Exodus chapter 6, verse 3, Shemot Perek Vav, Pasuk Gimel. Va'era el Avraham, and I appeared to Abraham, el Yitzchak, to Isaac, ve'el Yaakov, and to Jacob, ve'el Shaddai, as El Shaddai, or the Almighty or All-Sufficient One, Ushmi Adonai, but by my name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, or the Lord, or Yahweh, or sometimes transliterated as Yahweh, Lo Nadati Lahem, I was not known to them. Va'era El Avraham, El Yitzhak, Ve'El Yaakov, Ve'El Shaddai, Ushmi Adonai, Lo Nadati Lahem, I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as El Shaddai, but by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. Let me just add that on the Hebrew for Christians website, there is commentary on this passage, as well as explanation as to what is meant here. Suffice it to say at this point that God appeared to the patriarchs as El Shaddai, the all-sufficient provider, the nurturer of the patriarchs. But they did not know him or experience him as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Lord, the Deliverer, the Redeemer of Israel. And that, by the way, is one of the reasons why Yeshua is none other than Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh clothed in the flesh. Because only God is the Deliverer and Redeemer of Israel. Only the Savior is known as Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. As it's written, Ki ani Adonai Elohecha Kadosh Yisrael Moshiecha. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, Isaiah 43, verse 3. So in that passage, the Lord, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, is identified clearly as Moshiach, the Savior of Israel. And Anochi, Anochi Adonai, Ve'ein mi-baladei Moshiach. I, even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, Isaiah 43, 11. Again, this is emphatic with the word Anochi repeated, that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Lord, Adonai, is the only true Savior of Israel, and there is no other. Again, from the book of Yeshayah or Isaiah, we read, Look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. That's Yeshayah 45, 22 and 23. And of course, in the New Testament writings, Yeshua is clearly identified as the Lord, the Savior of Israel, the one to whom every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Lord, Adonai, to the glory of God. See Philippians chapter 2, verses 9, 10, and 11. Amen. Yeshua is Adonai Adonim, the Lord of Lords, Malach Melachim, the King of Kings. And these are titles reserved exclusively for the one true God of Israel, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Compare Deuteronomy 10, verse 17, Ki Adonai Elohechem hu Elohei ha-Elohim ve-Adonai ha-Adonim ha-El ha-Gadol ha-Gibor ve-Hanora. Translated as, For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God. Compare that with, say, Revelation 17, 14, which says, Of Yeshua, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And in Revelation 19, 16, it states that he has on his vesture and on his thigh the name written, King of kings and Lord of lords. Moreover, in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14 and 15, we read, Keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Yeshua the Messiah, who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords. In Revelation 1 verse 5, it says, Yeshua is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. And in Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10 and 11, Paul says that Yeshua is given the name above all names, and that at the name of Yeshua every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Yeshua HaMashiach is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. For more information about Yeshua being the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the only Savior of Israel, see the Hebrew for Christians website. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, and may the Lord bless you as you study Biblical Hebrew, the language of the kingdom, Likvod Yeshua Meshichenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Shalom, shalom.